Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm really glad you're here. I'm glad Catherine Ulrich is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. Catherine is a leader of a Silicon Valley executive search firm. I'll get her to tell us how a Silicon Valley executive search firm is different from any other executive search firm in a minute. And she's also leads the Alumni Career Services for the UCLA Anderson School of Management. She is the author of Getting to the Top, Strategies for Career Success, and she's here to talk to us about those things. Catherine Ulrich, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
So what's the difference in a Silicon Valley executive search firm as opposed to, you know, any other Valley executive search firm?
Well, in Silicon Valley, we've got all the entrepreneurs here.
Yeah.
And I think there's a different level.
Well, now, wait a minute. You say that now, Catherine, you said that like you guys have the franchise on entrepreneurship or something out there.
No,
I know you didn't mean it that. You didn't mean it that way.
I don't mean it that way, but
sometimes you Silicon Valley folks get a little bit, you know, you get a little snobbish out there sometimes.
I'll try not to.
I'm just having some fun with you.
Good.
But, okay, let's talk about career, this career thing. And what I was telling the audience before you got here is that one of our missions around here is to help small business owners to understand, the founders of their companies especially, to understand that they're executives. And if they own the company, they're the chief executive. They're the CEO of their business. And they got to quit thinking like a grunt who happens to own the stock and start thinking more like a CEO. What do you think?
You know, I agree with you there. One of the things as I interviewed executives for the book, I interviewed a lot of entrepreneurs. And all of them talk about how you need to be a leader and let go of the details and have the team work on them.
Mm-hmm.
And think about the development of not only the team, but of yourself. As I've given this talk on getting to the top to small business owners, to NABO and other organizations, you know, even small businesses, you know, as an individual business, a solopreneur, if you will, you've got to think about where's your career headed and how do you develop your career because no one else is thinking about that.
Right.
So what are the skills and experiences you need that will get you further ahead in growing your business?
And what kind of training do you need? I mean, I'm always talking to my audience about getting their employees training, but what about the owner? I mean, let's not forget the fact that the owner needs to get some experience in management, in turning loose and delegating and allowing the team how to hire the right people, how to hire talent, not just people, and let the people that you hire do the job.
Exactly. One of the adages we have in executive recruiting is A players hire A and B hires C. And if you're not hiring A talent, you start marginalizing your business with average performers. So you've
right.
got to hire that A talent and then let go of the details and let them do it.
So talk to us a little bit about how an owner can become more of a CEO.
You know, one of the things that I think about is how are you developing your company? How are you developing your talent? How are you developing your skills? You know, think about when was the last time you took a course on better communication skills or better sales skills? So thinking through those things. When was the last time you put together a 15-year strategic plan for your career and your business? You know, we always think about, okay, here's what I've got to do this month or this year. But when was the last time you did some long-term scenario planning to get yourself set up?
I'm glad you talked about that, Catherine, because I know you talk about strategic vision in your book.
Exactly.
And this is important. But the problem one of the things that most small business owners need to do is to set aside the time to do that. to quit reacting to the marketplace and start proacting, start being a little bit, you know, maybe being one half a step ahead of the marketplace. And you can only do that if you set aside some time to do some strategic visioning. What do you think?
I agree with this. And let me give you some hints on how to do it.
Thank
you. Because as a small business owner for a dozen years, I've had to do that. First, I have an executive coach. And she calls me every January.
Now, wait a minute. You're a coach, and yet you have a coach.
Absolutely.
The coach is a coach, has a coach. How about that, folks?
Yeah. And my coach calls me every January and says, time to sit down and go through your annual planning. And if I didn't get that reminder call, I'd probably forget about it.
But doesn't that hurt a little bit, having somebody hold you responsible? It can be a little painful, can it?
No, it's actually good. I'm going to give you one other thing. Is for years I had a board of advisors, not like a board of directors,
right.
But the advisors, and we had weekly calls. And I used to think of it not only as my VP of sales holding me accountable, but also friends that could kind of help me along if I was stuck on something.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the second thing I did. And then the third thing, this was the most fun, is every year I took an annual planning trip. Because I needed to do some right brain thinking.
Right.
And what I would suggest for that one, well, I do my best thinking walking down a beach, so I would always plan on going to a beach somewhere for a long weekend.
That's the story you're sticking to, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I actually would work, and I'd go away with another small business owner, and we'd both of us sit through and start thinking about where do we see ourselves, what do we need to work on for our businesses.
What do you think about taking that to the next level? What do you think about joining an executive group, like just an executive peer group?
Executive, absolutely agree with that. With the CEO, one of the things that the CEO said is it's very lonely at the top, and if you've got employees, you can't be sharing all your loneliness with the employees because they expect you to be a confident leader.
Right. You can't let them have everything.
Exactly, and your spouse gets tired of hearing it. So anyway, what you want to do...
Well, you can't tell them everything either, because they get spooked too.
Exactly, and the CEOs talked about here in Silicon Valley, I know they're part of an organization called Vistage. I believe that's a national
Vistage
organization.
Vistage is one of the premier groups on peer-to-peer CEO.
Exactly,
uh-huh.
And so it's a fantastic organization.
We've interviewed a number of them on the show before.
I mentioned NABO, mm-hmm. A group that I'm talking
for women,
to,
National Organization
National
for Women Business Owners.
For women. You got it.
Yep.
Next week, I'm talking to just a group that's spun out of a Chamber of Commerce group for CEOs.
Yeah. Right. Hold on to that thought, Catherine. We're going to talk about, we'll come back. Catherine Ulrich is going to talk to us a little bit more about hiring people, bringing on those really smart people to help us get to the top. And that's the title of her book, Getting to the Top. Catherine Ulrich. Stay with us 20 after. We'll be right back. They're the birds bringing us back. Compliments of Ecclesiastes. That's right. Welcome back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Having a great visit with Catherine Ulrich. We're talking about career advice. It's for you and for advice on making sure that the people you hire are there for a career, not just for a job. We're going to talk about that in a second. First, I want to remind you about my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. And then all the other things there, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, the knowledge base, the blog, all that's there, and our poll question, which I want you to check out this week. And when you click on your answer to your answer to the question, then you'll see how the poll's going so far. Catherine Ulrich is the author of Getting to the Top. Catherine, tell us how we can find your book and you.
You can find the book out at Amazon.com, of course, but also through gettingtothetop.com. And if you buy this week, I've got a whole bunch of career premiums that I'm offering to people with the release of the book.
Now, Catherine, the lady on the ladder the person on the ladder in the home on your cover has high heels on.
Isn't that great?
Looks like a skirt. So I guess you didn't want to put a guy on the ladder there, huh? Is that what you're saying?
No, I like women climbing ladders, but the book's also for men. Now
she doesn't have a hammer in her hand, though. Isn't she supposed to have a hammer for the ceiling?
No, but there's an interesting thing. I showed the cover to two millennials, and they said, the cover straight out of Mad Men.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. So let's talk about, and give us the website again, please.
It's gettingtothetop.com.
All right, and they can find out more about the book there. They can buy the book there. I'm sure it's available wherever books are sold.
Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com, just online right now.
U-L-L-R-I-C-H, Catherine. And that's if you're Googling her, so check that out, folks. Catherine, all right, well, you talked earlier in the previous segment about how the importance of CEOs, of the owners of companies to get their own training, to do their own executive development and education, and we talked about some of those things. Now let's talk about acquiring talent. And, you know, in my career, Catherine, mm-hmm. I don't remember a time when it was probably a better time for a small business to have access to some pretty well-trained, pretty high-powered people who may be sick of working for big companies.
Exactly. There's a lot of talent that's out on the market because as companies had to lay off, they'd lay off entire arms of the company, not just
divisions.
The core performers, entire divisions.
Well, plus consolidation. Mm-hmm. When consolidation happens inside of an industry, really good people, I mean, nothing wrong with them. They just were the odd man out.
There's an article that's out just yesterday talking about, or Monday, Wall Street Journal, talking about that there's a whole bunch of mid-level management that is sitting out there in the job market, and very well-trained people.
And don't presume that they're not interested in your small business because they're probably looking for somebody just like you.
You know, I always look at hiring the best talent, you know, the A talent. That's the first thing. Another piece of advice for small business owners is fill in for your weakness. If you know you're not good at something, you know, maybe it's the marketing or maybe it's the organization or maybe it's whatever it is. Fill in for your weaknesses.
Right.
And look for somebody with the ability to grow in the organization. So those are the things. And then if you hired the wrong person, the other advice CEOs give that's in the book is fire quickly. And it's the biggest mistake we all make is holding on to that marginal player that we should have gotten rid of.
What do you think in terms of hiring what you don't have, hiring somebody that complements your weakness? You know, if you're the founder of a small business, you don't think you have any weaknesses. Don't we need some kind of, you know, first we probably need some kind of medication, but then after that, don't we need some kind of testing to determine that sometimes?
You know, there's a couple quotes in the book about just, you know, if you've got an Achilles heel, you've got to fill it or that Achilles heel is going to keep biting you. So that's the first
part.
But
see, we don't want to admit that we have any of those.
Now, the CEOs I interviewed, most of them were humble and never didn't think they were at the top. And those are the kind that make better CEOs.
Right.
Because they
right.
understand that they're still growing and developing. I think once you reach that point where you don't think you've got it, I think that's hubris, right?
What exactly? But do you think that sometimes managers hire people who aren't that capable because they feel threatened? Does that happen sometimes?
So that happens. That's where you get to, you're a B player to begin with and hiring C because you don't want to be threatened by someone. So there, if you see people in your company that are hiring C players, you know they're feeling threatened. As opposed to they're doing it out of confidence.
Right.
So,
go ahead.
And, you had talked about testing. You know, a very simple test to do, especially if a CEO is part of a peer group, is to ask peers for their honest feedback. It's often called a
60-degree
review.
That could hurt.
Oh, it really does. But ask for input. How am I doing? And there's a good example of a CEO who, back in his development, you know, started asking, and he found out he was a poor listener.
Ah.
And
so
what
he was a talk show host, huh?
So you're a good listener. And what he did then was start, you know, and how it exemplified itself is people said that he didn't show respect. They'd come in, and he wouldn't listen to them because he'd already made up his mind.
And then he said, well, how about a second opinion? The guy said, okay, you got bad breath, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting to the Top is the book. The author is Catherine Ulrich, U-L-L-R-I-C-H, Catherine. Will you come back another day?
Will do.
You got a lot to teach us.
Okay.
We'll see you next time. Catherine Ulrich, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.